I was up late last night, skinning a big old buck that bounced off the bumper of my big rig on my way back from Beaumont in the rain. And 5 o'clock came early, but I found some benzodrine. Now I'm rolling and I ain't feeling no pain. I got a long ways to go this morning. I ain't got much time to make the trip. I got a big load to haul up to Texarkana, and I can't afford to make a slip. Cause tonight at 6:03, there's some place I gotta be. I got a bowl tonight with a lucky strike. I got a bold night, it's my life, it's my living. Lonely at the top, no mercy, no forgiving. Jim and Earl and Willie are depending on me. I got an average of 243. Stringing strikes like popcorn on a Christmas tree. I got a bold night with a lucky strike. I got a long ways to go and a big load to haul. Gotta put the hammer down and take it to the wall. It's my wedding anniversary, but I can't help what baby likes. I got a bold tonight with a lucky strike. I got a bold tonight with a lucky strike.
We'll be right back. week and night, and you still sit in the broad daylight, 'cause I'm bored. Nothing to do, and there's nothing to say. Everything I know, I knew yesterday, until something new comes around. Let's go take some drugs, drive around. Oh, let's do something dumb. Get into a fight. I'd rather get beat up and sit around all night. Let's go get some lights. Let's go get some sound. Let's go get some drugs and drive around. Up the car, get some beer too. How about a 6-pack for me and a 12-pack for you? Turn off the TV. When you were a kid, you didn't want to grow up and be a bum. They treat us like the morons that we've become. On my radio, all I get is metal from old town. Oh, let's go take some drugs and drive around. Drive around. Turn off the headlights. Let's go get lost. Every blind lane we must cross, and every poor boy who fears for his life, get out of our way or get in and ride as we drive and drive. Saying no to drugs, it works fine if you got the kind of life that I have not. Boy, if I did, mister, I'd lay that money down and buy some more drugs and drive around. Around.
chick over there.
Hey, baby! Here I am, your last chance!
Get lost, tree!
Shut up, man. Let's just keep walking, huh?
But Harry, all I said was...
Shut up, man. Let's just keep walking.
Where are we walking to, Harry?
Tonight's the night, man. Tonight's the night. 'Cause the blood will flow like a water. Heads will be cracking on the ground. But we're all in a street fight tonight. Here on the east side of town. The sharps are gonna cut the dragons down. Now the sharps are a mean and deadly outfit. And the dragons don't know what they're headed for. But they'll find out tonight as we catch them in a fight. Down around the back of Louis' store. We're gonna cut them down and even up the score. Look, there's Louis Blood! Heads will be cracking on the ground. But we're all in a street fight tonight. Here on the east side of town. Mean and deadly outfit, and them dragons don't know what they're headed for, but they'll find out tonight as we catch them in a fight, down around the back of Louis' store, we're gonna cut them down and even up the score. Street Boy!
Well, as I live and breathe, will you look who's coming here? Here's someone I didn't expect to meet. Bro, what you doing down here on Rampart Street?
Well, Jackie, I'm telling you, I'm going down here and try to hop and jump at this mad fish fry.
What's that?
Have you ever been to New Orleans? Well, you can understand what I mean. 'Cause all through the week it's quiet as a mouse, but on Saturday night they go from house to house and they're rocking.
You say they're rocking?
Home they're rocking.
Oh, I bet they're having a ball.
You never seen such a hooping and a pooping till the break of dawn. Yes, they're rocking.
Oh, baby, I bet they're having a ball.
They're moving.
Let's go down there.
You never seen such a whooping and a booping till the break of dawn.
But listen, Pearl, what's the admission?
Nothing. All you got to be is be an entertainer, musician. And I'll tell you, hey, you got anything to do?
No, I believe I'll go on down here to the fish fry with you. Pearl, have you a double?
What's why?
I just wanted to ask before I'm making it trouble.
Well, ain't nobody gonna make me mad, is it?
You know, I don't want to bring you down, but your old man's over there in the corner acting like a clown.
What's he doing?
He's rocking.
You say he is?
That man is rocking.
Is somebody over there with him?
You never saw such dancing in the press until the break of dawn.
Is he alone? I ask you
no,
once
he
more.
Ain't. He's rocking.
I think I see him moving myself.
He's rocking.
Oh, I'm going to tear through this crowd in
you
a minute.
You never saw such dancing in the press until the break of dawn.
Oh, don't wait. Oh, let me go, Jackie.
Pearl.
What?
Stop.
Why?
Here no. comes the cop.
Well, honey, I'm going on the piano and hide.
It's too late, sister. We're all going to go for a ride.
But look, but did you get any of that punch they served?
Yeah, honey, I mean, it really wrecked my nerve.
Well, before the cops came, oh, me, oh, my, we were hopping and jumping
at that fish fry.
You were rocking.
Oh, you're telling me I was casual.
Oh, we were moving.
Oh, we were
smart. I noticed you.
You never seen such grooving and a moving till the break of dawn.
It killed me. I was rocking.
Who is that you dancing with?
Oh, that was my friend. I was rocking.
Oh, you was casual.
Yeah. Yes, it was a rocking.
Until the break of dawn, I tell you.
I think you had too much punch, home.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, I think you
I'm
did.
I'm going on home now.
You going on
yeah,
home?
Yeah, I'm going on
no,
home.
No, you're not going to. You got to get out of jail first.
No, I'm
going to
tell you this much.
What's about it?
I'm going to black both of your eye if you ever say any more to me about any more fish fry. We were jumping.
Yes, we were jumping.
We were jumping. But I never want to see another piece of fish as long as I live. Not even on Friday.
Hey, you'd have to know my brother-in-law Virgil to appreciate this story, but since you don't, try to imagine this 300-pound carry top and tells lousy jokes and goes, sits out in his backyard every Saturday in his Bermuda shorts, playing with his navel, getting tanked up on beer. Long about dark, starts making noises like, yeah! You know him, do you? But then good, you'll appreciate this story about how he put me $10,000 in debt for what he fondly referred to as the $300 vacation. Well, Virgil Chenille, yeah, that's my wife's sister's name. Her ma happened to look down at the bedspread while she was in labor and thought Chenille was a pretty name. When my wife was born, the old lady couldn't decide between Polly and Esther, so she named her Nacron. Virgil Chenille and five heathen youngins come over the other night, and Virgil hit us with his big holiday idea.
You and us gonna all load up and go to Washington, D.C. Go see the Capitol, the Washington Monument, watch the Redskins, and the A-Dub bookstores. Yeah!
Virgil, boy, that's fine for you, but I ain't got the green stamps to go to no Washington, D.C. and see no A-Dub bookstores.
Ain't gonna cost us but $300. Gonna buy some old school bus, fix it up for sleeping, eating, and plumbing, and we gone. Yeah!
Well, next day, me and Virgil took off to eyeball this $250 school bus he found. Hey, Virgil, FB, all right. I ain't seen a Rio since the Second World War. We fill up the crankcase with 78 motor oil, stop by Goodwill, and give them all the seats and $50 for four bunk beds and a set of Sea-Rock City salt and pepper shakers. This $300 vacation had done cost us $300, and we were still 6 weeks from leaving town. Virgil hadn't paid me his half, said he'd have to wait because the dog ate his checkbook. Virgil said he'd put in the plumbing in the bus if I'd get the refrigerator. I wound up paying $682 for one of them fancy camping freezers. Virgil's idea of plumbing turned out to be a $2 thermos bottle, an enema bag with a shower nozzle, and an antique slop bucket.
Ain't we having us some fun? Whoa!
Well, there we was, ready to leave. Four adults, seven youngins, and Virgil's hound dog. Virgil, boy, you didn't tell me you was bringing the dog that ate the checkbook.
Can't leave her home because she's in heat, but she won't be no trouble.
Virgil painted the Rio bus white with big red and blue letters down both sides, said, going to Washington, all one word, G-O-U-N-T-A-W-A-R-S-H-N-U-N. This $300 vacation and now cost $1,776, but we was finally pulling out of the driveway when the motor fell out of the Rio, and Virgil suggested we take advantage of the Bicentennial Family Plan discount and fly.
Get that old airplane and we gone. Whoa!
When we got to that Washington airport, right there was a sign that said Benedict Arnold Motel, convenient, economical, and we accept pay it, so we took it. Turned out to be in a nearby suburb known as Baltimore, 60 miles from Washington and $40 ahead.
Be sure to keep up with what I owe you.
A $26 taxi ride led us off square down in front of the Watergate Hotel, and Virgil said,
sure, Watergate's where Hank Washington got let off.
He wrote it down on the dog's ear because he thought it was so funny.
Ain't that funny? Whoa!
And he put a slap on my back and sent me straight towards the Washington Monument. So we all got in line 14 blocks away while Virgil took off to the nearest A-Dub bookstore. When we got to the front of the line, they gave us a little card that told us when we could see the monument. It said, your appointment is for 5 p.m. December 12, 1977. About that time, we heard a familiar, yeah! Looked up, and there was Virgil at the top window of that monument. Met somebody at the A-Dub bookstore with important connections. Then on to the Capitol, where we was fined $500 when Virgil's oldest boy drew a mustache on Alexander Hamilton. Of course, that was nothing compared to the $5,000 fine when Virgil's youngest boy smashed the glass protecting our nation's most cherished documents, and the dog ate the last 9 words of the Bill of Rights. Total cost of that $300 vacation came to $10,219.76. When I asked Virgil for his half, he said I'd have to wait because the trip made him feel so patriotic that he went right out and bought a new Lincoln.
We did go a little over budget, but it was still a heck of a trip for somewhere around $300. Woo!
It's fun for a girl and a boy. It's great to be unemployed. And if you didn't guess it, we're unemployed. It's great to be out of work. I sit around the house in an undershirt. I'm waiting on some type of government check. And I've seen every single Star Trek.
Disconnected. They find macaroni cheese if I was dissected. Every single check line, it's gonna be postdated. If we're actually ever clear, I will be elated.
It's great to be out of a job. I look, act, and smell like a slob.
I get spaghetti on my t-shirt.
And friends say, come on, get it together.
Bert, take it, John.
It's swell to be home from 9 to 5. I watch Bonanza on Channel 5. And when that's all done, I'll watch Chips. And polish it off with a big old box of cheese nips.
Now, Brad.
Brad? Coming home from a hard day of nothing. That's exactly what we'll be putting in the oven.
This ain't TV, there ain't no happy ending. It hurts like hell, it's a message that I'm sending. Let's all talk on the telephone before it's disconnected. They'd find macaroni cheese if I was dissected.
great to be unemployed.
It's great, it's great.
It's great to be unemployed.
It's great, it's great.
It's great to be unemployed.
It's great, it's great.
If you didn't guess it, we're overjoyed.
Water left there after the rain. I got down on my knees, I looked close. I saw things I couldn't explain. There was all these itty bitty teeny weeny little tiny creatures swimming and slashing about. I put my ear down to that puddle, I could hear one of them shout, "We're going to the amoeba hop, everybody gonna be there." Got my eye on a cute paramecium, you know the one with the wavy hair. Rocking and rolling, shaking ourselves and flapping up my jello all over. Never gonna stop when you go to the amoeba hop. That's what I heard. I mean it, I mean it. Then I spied a shop, told a so-and-so. swinging all by himself. He was looking for a partner to shake a leg with, but everyone was dancing with everybody else, so he was so lonely, till Mother Nature showed him what to do. He boogied down, he did a little binary fish on, split himself in two, and now he's got a partner for the amoeba hop. Everybody gonna be there. My oh, my oh, nucleoli, have you ever seen such perfect pair? Rocking and rolling, shaking their cells, and slapping their cilia all over. Well, the good times don't never gonna stop when you go to the amoeba hop. Good times don't never gonna stop when you go to the amoeba hop. Some folks think that one-celled animals don't know how to swing. People who say that are wrong, 'cause I saw a band of algae get up there and sing.
When the red, red robin comes up, up, up and along.
But to them it's a monster song. And the bugle was jumping, so was I. I guess I lost my head. In my excitement I splashed it dry. Oh my God, I thought they was dead. But no, they just come splashing down right here into my head. And sure enough, I can still hear that swinging algae band swing. We're going to the amoeba hop. Oh, look at the hair, girls, look at the hair. Rockin' and rollin', shakin' ourselves, slappin' to the body all over. Well, the good times don't never gonna stop when you go to the amoeba. Good times don't never gonna stop when you go to the amoeba. Hop, 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 hop. Good times don't never gonna stop when you go to the amoeba. Hop.
It was a Saturday, a lazy kind of Saturday. It was kind of a bore, kind of a snore, kind of Saturday. I thought I'd bake a cake. Then I remembered I hate to bake. Nothing but sports and a telly, and I thought my heart would break. But then it occurred to me in a moment or two, suddenly I realized what I had to do. Had to go to the mall, the mall, by the blacktop, the parking space and all. Had to go to the mall, the mall, where that mass of humanity meets face to face. And said, Saturday, show me the way. The mall. It was a friend's birthday, my very best friend's birthday. Isn't it funny how old Father Time catches up with us in the same way? I forgot to get a gift. I think my mind had probably been adrift. Oh, what a sorrow I felt when I feared it would cause a rift. But then it occurred to me in a moment or two, suddenly I realized what I had to do. Had to go to the mall, the mall, for those trinkets and junk and that ain't all. Had to go to the mall, the mall. It's a combo snowblower head, here's how it goes. Do you have it in pink? I'll take two of those. The mall. And we don't know who that is right there. It was a rainy night. I tell you, this goes on for a couple hundred verses or so. A romantic kind of rainy night. It was a kind of a night when you wish for someone to hold you tight. I went to a singles bar, then to another singles bar. Now you tingle still, that it hit one more singles bar. But then it occurred to me in a moment of truth, once again I realized what I had to do. Had to go to the mall, the mall. It's so easy to find romance at the mall. Had to go to the mall, the mall. Just stand at the door, they sell lingerie. You're sure to find someone looking your way. At the mall, stop it. The more I'm working at the mall, oh, the more at the mall, oh, the more you'll find it all at the mall.
Thank you.
Hello, good evening, good morning, how are you? Good to see you. I am going to start out by just admitting that this was a rough show to make, only because I did it wrong, and I don't know, I think I'm losing my mind, like along with my voice. I've been taking cough medicine and stuff for like 3 weeks now, and I think it's starting to get to me, all right? So anyway, this started out really easy, and it got progressively weirder, so I'll ask your forgiveness ahead of time, and if you enjoy it, then so be it. Today's show is dedicated to leisure. I mean, the things that we do in our leisure time, like between working and sleeping and eating, except that, of course, eating is a leisure time activity, but be that as it may. So anyway, I'll just read you the playlist. You can make of it what you will, and we'll be out of here soon, so just hang in there. We started with something called Lucky Strikes. That's about bowling, of course, and about the agony of work and wanting to be out there doing what you want to do, which is, in this case, bowling, okay? Yeah, people do that. I'm Bored was Iggy Pop. No explanation necessary there. Let's Get Some Drugs and Drive Around was Michael Hall. I've done that. Without the drugs, of course. At least that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Street Fight was a guy named Phil Campos, who did a lot of stuff back then. The Saturday Night Fish Fry was Pearl Bailey, and did you catch Mom's Mabley in there, too? Should have, because that's who it was. Virgil And the $300 vacation was our old friend Cletus Maggard, from the University of Mars, I believe it was. It's great to be unemployed by the Ziggins. I am unemployed, and I'm not having a problem with it. But sometimes it does get boring, as maybe some of you know. I am unemployed by choice, so that makes it a little bit more palatable, and I still have one computer, so maybe it's not all that bad. Out on the water, fishing, was Bobby Bear. The Amoeba Hop. Studio version there by Christine Lavin, one of my favorites of hers. It's about, you know, dancing and going out on weekends and stuff like that. Even amoebas have a social life, believe it or not. Teresa Brewer then, Hula Hoop. How many of you remember Hula Hoops? How many of you still have one? Uh-huh. And then Patty Larkin, At the Mall. A lot of people just go to the mall to hang out. Yeah, even here in Bangor they do that. And of course, it's Mall Walker Clubs, etc. So, it's a thing to do, I guess. Anyway, like I said, this did not turn out as well as I expected it to. So just hang in there. It gets worse and then it gets better and then it gets worse again, just like life. Okay, so I'll be back shortly to mumble some more excuses.
And test your strength and see the bearded girl at the carnival. You won't believe your eyes. Leave your second guessing, guaranteed to mesmerize.
Well, if you've got the gold and want your fortune told, Lady Esmeralda will look into your soul.
Here at the carnival,
we'll take away your breath, fill you full of goosebumps, and we'll scare you half to death.
Welcome to the carnival.
The mysteries that lurk the fair. Well, whispers will make history. Come join us if you dare.
We've got a house of mirrors. You'll see yourself so silly that you'll laugh yourself to tears.
At the carnival,
cotton candy's currency, but it leaves your fingers sticky and it rots away your teeth. Now tell me, who's afraid of our beat house? Go ahead and lose your mind. We got a lost and found. Our clown will swallow swords and they fit 20 to a car. Don't miss the one-eyed gypsy when he's playing his guitar.
Welcome to the carnival. Welcome to the carnival. Welcome to the carnival. Welcome to the carnival.
Juggling unicyclists in a haunted house of mirrors. Acrobatic elephants trapezing through the air. And a freak show that's so shocking, you can't help but not to stare. A snake shoving strongman with a flare for spinning plates. A fire-eating monkey who can't guess your age and weight. Cavaliers that cavature your face onto a poster. A tilt-a-whirl you'll surely hurl on the fastest roller coaster.
The carnival has come to town. Tell me, have you seen the clowns on the merry-go-round?
We are the clowns on the merry-go-round. We like to ride it upside down. We sometimes smile and we sometimes frown. We're the clowns on the merry-go-round.
Come to the carnival. You must not wait to step inside these wooden gates. Audiences levitate before your very eyes. We've got an awesome sight to see underneath this canopy. There is no other place to be to occupy your time.
The carnival.
Oh,
I'm such a funny clown. I like to travel round and round. The circus is my home, but I always seem to roam. In my rocket ship I soar, or I explore the ocean floor. But you must know, I never go unless you come along. Bozo, Bozo, always laughs, never frowns. Yes, I am Bozo, Bozo the clown. So let me take you by the hand, and we'll go hear the circus band with a calliope, trombones too, and now they'll play for you. Animal show, they make the funniest sounds. You know, the lion roars so loud as he looks about the crowd. Everybody sing with me. I hope that you can sing on key. One for the money, two for the show. Everybody go. Bozo, bozo. Bozo, bozo, bozo the clown. Once again, the lion this time. Now Whiskers the Slippery Seal.
Bozo, Bozo, always laughs, never frowns. Now I'll play my horn.
Once more, and you too.
Bozo, Bozo.
Bozo, Bozo, Bozo the clown. Remember, friends, this is our song. I hope you'll always sing along. For if you do, I promise you, you'll always wear a smile.
Just me and my gal, holding hands when the CinemaScope Technicolor feature began. But then she dropped my hand and started to stare at the handsome star with his curly hair. And when he kissed the girl in the love scene, my baby's eyes were glued to the screen. I heard him sigh. I knew I was dead. It made me wish we'd gone bowling instead. But we spent Saturday night at the movies, and I hardly even watched the show, 'cause I only had eyes for my baby, because I love her so. But she forgot I was even alive. She was swept off her feet when the picture began, and I lost my baby to Hollywood's leading man. Oh, when the movie was over, I was blue as I could be. When out in the lobby, who should we see but the handsome star? He was here in person for the world premiere. And my girl was so excited after watching the film that she ran with all the other girls to get close to him. But the onrushing crowd caught him by surprise, and they knocked his toupee down over his eyes. And I laughed, and she cried, and my wounded pride felt better inside. And I could tell this foolish infatuation had died. Oh, we spent Saturday night at the movies. Yes, and I really enjoyed the show, 'cause my girlfriend learned her lesson, and now she loves me so. And whenever we go to the movies, she always holds tight to my hand, and she lets her men know that I'm her leading man. That's all, folks.
Yes, that's how it looks in songs. and in movies, in plays and in books. With each day, that censor gets nervouser and tenser as the fig leaves go falling everywhere. It started with Eve, they say. She wore them with Adam. But I don't believe that even Adam even had them. That story's too glib, a fib, a biblical fable. People dressed in fig leaves simply can't raise Cain or Abel. And so if you ever should travel to Greece, you'll see why those sculptors can now rest in peace. Throughout the Acropolis, they're bottomless and topless, 'cause the fig leaves are falling everywhere. That stodgy old music hall in Radio City is showing those shows where folks expose their nitty gritty. Wherever you go, the walls are full of graffiti. Have you seen those scenes from War and Peace or War and Beatty? I heard of a merger, it happened last June. You have heard he bought the Chicago Tribune. So now in the funnies, Dick Tracy's chasing bunnies, 'cause the fig leaves are falling. Ain't it appalling? 'Cause fig leaves are falling everywhere.
Hey, there goes one.
Hey, you shot my cow.
It's the second week of deer camp. I got a swollen head. I'm lying with the dust balls underneath my bed. An icy breeze is blowing in through the tongue and groove. My pants are frozen to the floor and I'm too sick to move. I didn't drink too many, only 30 cans of beer. It must have been that last shot that put me under here. It's the second week of deer camp and all the guys are here. We drink, play cards and shoot the bull, but never shoot no deer. The only time we leave the camp is when we go for beer. The second week of deer camp is the greatest time of year. I remember playing poker, that weasel must have won. He's wearing mine with swampers and sleeping with my gun. He's snoring like a chainsaw, the camp smells like a dump. Someone's dirty underwear is hanging on the pump. Muck goes in the wood box, Wiener's passed out on the stove. His flannel shirt is smoking, I wonder if he knows. It's the second week of deer camp and all the guys are here. We drink, play cards and shoot the bull, but never shoot no deer. The only time we leave the camp is when we go for beer. The second week of deer camp is the greatest time of year. Vito's crawling through the door, I think he got frostbite. He passed out in the outhouse and he'd been there since last night. Goofa stumbles through the door, he says he got a buck. He was coming from the wayside and he killed it with his truck. And Musty cracks a beer and says it's time to celebrate. Goofa's got the first buck since 1968. It's the second week of deer camp and all the guys are here. We drink, play cards and shoot the bull, but never shoot no deer. The only time we leave the camp is when we go for beer. The second week of deer camp is the greatest time of year. It's the second week of deer camp and all the guys are here. We drink, play cards and shoot the bull, but never shoot no deer. The only time we leave the camp is when we go for beer. The second week of deer camp is the greatest time of year.
I met a Yeti, was eating some spaghetti. He said his name's Freddy, and he was from Tibet. Bigfoot, where are you?
cousin Howie. Howie is a yowie. Chasing kangaroos, size 17 shoes. Bigfoot, where are you? Bigfoot's on the winning streak. He's the undisputed champion of hide and seek. He always knows when you're watching. We gone squatching.
Hello, boys and girls. This is Bubba, the squatcher. And I'm going to give you a little secret on how to do squatch calls. It's called practice. Lots of practice. So don't listen to your parents. Practice all the time. Indoors, outdoors, daytime, nighttime. There's no wrong time to practice your squatch calls. And you go like this.
Bigfoot's on the winning streak. He's the undisputed champion of hide and seek. He always knows when you're watching. We gun squatching.
Grassman, woodbugger, goo-goo, skookum. Ask Albert Osman, way up and took him. Bigfoot, where are you? He's more mysterious than Johnny Cash. He's got more head than Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Well, they were young.
When they had young.
Bigfoot's on the winning streak. He's the undisputed champion of hide and seek. Paparazzi refugee. Ollie, Ollie, oxen free. He always knows when you're watching. We're gone squatching.
Yeah. Just taking a little taste, but don't you blow your cool and start messing up the place now. And it ain't no harm in just taking a little nip,
but don't you fall down
and bust your lip.
Together now. It's all right.
Lads and lasses, set ye for a while, and hearken to me mournful tale about the Emerald Isle. Let's all raise our glasses high to friends and family gone, and lift our voices in another Irish drinking song. Consumption took me mother and me father got the pox. Me brother drank the whiskey till he wound up in a box. Me other brother in the troubles met with his demise. Me sister has forever closed her smiling Irish eyes.
Now everybody's died, so until our tears are dried, we'll drink and drink and drink and drink and then we'll drink some more. We'll dance and sing and fight until the early morning light. Then we'll throw up, pass out, wake up and then go drinking once again.
Kenny was killed in Kilkenny, and Clare, she died in Clare. Tip from Tipperary died out in the Derriere. Shannon jumped into the river, Shannon back in June. Ernie fell into the urn, and Tom is in the tomb. Cleanliness is godliness, me Uncle Pat would sing. He broke his neck a slipping on a bar of Irish ping. O'Grady, he was 80, though his bride was just a pup. He died upon the honeymoon when she got his Irish up.
Hey! Now everybody's died, so until our tears are dried, we'll drink and drink and drink and drink and then we'll drink some more. We'll dance and sing and fight until the early morning light. Then we'll throw up, pass out, wake up and then go drinking once again.
Ba-dup, ba-dup, ba-dup.
Joe Murphy fought with Riley near the cliffs of Old Dunee. He took out his shillelagh and he stabbed him in the spleen. Where crazy Uncle Mike thought he was a leprechaun, but in fact he's just a leopard and his arms and legs are gone. When Timmy Johnson broke his neck, it was a crying shame. He wasn't really Irish, but he went to Notre Dame. McNamara crossed the street and by a bus was hit, but he was just a Scotchman, so nobody gave a shit.
Oh.
Now everybody's died, so until our tears are dried, we'll drink and drink and drink and drink and then we'll drink some more. We'll dance and sing and fight until the early morning light. Then we'll throw up, pass out, wake up and then go drinking once again.
Drunken Uncle Brendan tried to drive home from the bar. The road rose up to meet him when he fell out of his car. Irony was what befell me great-granduncle Sam. He choked upon the very last potato in the land. Connor lived in Ulster town, he used to smuggle arms, until the British killed him and cut off his lucky charms. And dear old Father Flanagan, who left the Lord's employ, drunk on sacramental wine beneath the altar boy.
Now everybody's died, so until our tears are dried, we'll drink and drink and drink and drink and then we'll drink some more. We'll dance and sing and fight until the early morning light. Then we'll throw up, pass out, wake up and then go drinking once again.
Someday soon I'll leave this world of pain and toil and sin. The Lord will take me by the hand to join all of me kin. Me only wish is when the Savior comes for me and you.
He kills the cast of Riverdance and Michael Flatley too.
Now everybody's dying, so until our tears are dry, we'll drink and drink and drink and drink, and then we'll drink some more. We'll dance and sing and fight until the early morning light. Then we'll throw up, pass out, wake up, and then we'll drink in once again. Then we'll throw up, pass out, wake up, and then we'll drink in once again. Then we'll throw up, pass out, wake up, and then go drinking once again. Hoy!
Put a quarter in the juke. Boogie till you puke. Pop that like a roof.
Okay, back again. We started that set with somebody I'd never heard of before. I just popped this up. Welcome to the Carnival, Jelly of the Month Club. You know, how many of you like go to the circus or go to the carnival when it comes to town? A lot of you, unfortunately. I think they all come to the same thing that I'm at, so that you can't even move. But that's another story. Jelly of the Month Club. I don't know much about them, but they have a bunch of albums. I will investigate. I do this so that you don't have to. Okay, trust me on this. Pinto Colvig. After that, Bozo at the Circus. Pinto was also, of course, the voice of Goofy, and a bunch of other things as well. The Academics, after that, Drive-In Movie. A couple of songs here about movies, because we spent a lot of time there. That was The Academics, Drive-In Movie. I think I said that. Repeating yourself is a good way to soak up time on a mic break, by the way. Let's see. After that, Saturday Night at the Movies was Ray Stevens, who I think, you know, is a lot better than people give him credit for. He's a good writer. He's still active. What can I tell you? Big Boomer and the Buicks after that. My Baby Loves Disgusting Movies. Okay. And then Fig Leaves Are Falling was Alan Sherman, about the new morality in movies from 30, 40, 50 years ago. I wish it stayed that way. Now everybody's tiptoeing. And then we heard from the Jelly of the Month Club again, going squatching about hunting and trying to do that. There's a lot of that up here in Maine, and people do that for entire weekends, except on Sunday. Sunday hunting is not allowed in Maine, and they're trying very hard to overturn that. Why? I don't know. Sneakers and Lace again after that. We heard from them a couple of weeks ago, I believe, and that was Skateboard in USA. Very weird album. I'm probably the only person in America that owns it, and I don't know why. Anyway, another dry Irish drinking song after that. That was Da Vinci's Notebook. I'm not sure if they're an a cappella group or not, but there you go. I like that one a lot, and I know a lot of us out there spend some time drinking and puking and crawling around and sleeping as a result, so I'd call that a definite, definite time waster. And then Boogie Till You Puke from Root Boy Slim and the Sex Change Band. No explanation there, but I always find it worth noting that Root Boy Slim was a... went to Yale back in the days, and he was a frat member of the same frat that George Bush was. No word on whether they know each other. Root Boy is long since gone, and that's the way it is. Speaking of gone, I'm gone now, but I got some more for you. Enjoy.
There's a world where you don't age, and you can't get off your page. Trapped in lines, but all the rage, and you're only in color on Sunday. In my comic strip, the colors never fade. And if you need assistance, I'll come running to your aid. See the outline figures, words ballooning from their faces, sitting there within your chair. You're going to all sorts of places in my comic strip, the colors never fade. And if you need assistance, I'll come running to your aid. Come into my comic dance. Come in farther, take a chance. Please assume your comic stance. Now it's time to be run through the presses. In my comic strip, the colors never fade. And if you need assistance, I'll come running to your aid. I'll come running to your aid. In the world of printer's ink, fingers are stranger than you think. They're of orange, face of pink, brought to life by a 5-cent pencil.
Ironically, I care about everything. Hand me that vaporizer.
cannabis aroma, and I got high. Glaucoma is getting better, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, because I got high.
Baby.
Because I got high.
Yeah.
Because I got high.
A lot of that time.
I used to smoke cigarettes, but then I got high. Get tired and call it quits, but then I got high. I'm playing basketball and jogging, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high.
Because I got high.
Because I got high.
La-da-da-da-da-da.
I used to drink beer and wine, but then I got high. I woke up feeling fine, cause I got high. Hangover's over, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high.
Because I got high.
Because I got high.
A la 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 da da.
Anxiety attacks, but then I got high. I used to take Xanax, but then I got high. No more prescription pills, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high.
Because I got high.
Because I got high.
A la 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 da da.
The state made revenue because I got high. They built a school or two because I got high. Now the state can fund drug treatment, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high.
Because I got high.
Because I got high. Criminal traps if it's legalized. I don't have to buy from gangbangers shooting craps if it's legalized. I can navigate with weed maps, and I know
why.
Yeah, it's legalized. It's legalized. It's legalized. La la la.
I want to say what's up to the entire staff at Normal, all the secretaries, all the lawyers, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. I want to say what's up to Weed Maps. Thanks for putting me on. Y'all go get one of them Weed Map apps. Navigate to a dispensary anywhere in the world.